Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. You've established a connection to Global Time with Jesus Christ, a prayer program dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. Once again, good morning. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. Thank you for joining us. And I guess you already know that today is Monday, the 9th of December, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this day. How are you this morning? I trust that you had a wonderful weekend of joining with other saints in worship and praise of our Lord and King, none other than Jesus Christ himself. How am I doing? I'm glad you asked. I'm awesomely favored, I'm divinely powered, and blessed. However, just a little bit weary under the brows, and that's because we had such a great weekend, and I would consider a victorious one, and we're just a little bit weary physically from the activities and hecticness of the weekend. But praise the Lord. Well, our focus today is the Lord is His name, and we pay close attention to what the scripture pertaining to Exodus chapter 15 and verse 3 said, "The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." Just want to repeat that. Exodus chapter 15, verse 3. "The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." How many know that we are continually in warfare until the end of time? And certainly as long as we live. Once again, welcome for joining us today. The Lord is our rock. He's our fortress. He's our deliverer. my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. David said that and recorded that in the 18th chapter of Psalms and verse 2. Well, I would like to begin with my praise report. It's right up front, right on the tip of my lips, right on the forefront of my heart. And it has to do with the fact that we were invited to minister at Solid Rock Christian Center in the city of Yonkers in the state of New York on yesterday, and God got us there safely and back, and we thank God for that. And we sensed the presence of God on yesterday as we ministered in that assembly. And we thank God for Pastors William and Tamara Norman, that is, and wonderful shepherds of that flock, very God-loving. I would even say they walked the inner courts, and we were just thrilled to be there and to have that opportunity to minister in their midst. And the people were very receptive and stirred by the Word of God as it was delivered and appeared. So we thank God for them, and we want to keep them on our heart because of the work that they're doing in the city, very important work of Yonkers in New York. Then another praise report is that my wife and I, we were able to visit Rosemary Gittins, in who I don't know if she's still in the hospital today or she may have left on yesterday, but in either case, we were able to go there and minister and visit with her, and she's in a good place with the Lord, and He is doing a work, and we thank God for that opportunity. That was our first time meeting her, so we went there with one of our members. In fact, it was Jennifer Clark who accompanied us, and Rosemary is a longtime friend of hers. However, Rosemary is, God is at work in her body, in her spirit, in her heart and soul, and so it was a wonderful time of fellowship there, and that occurred on Saturday. So those are two praise reports that I'm focused on. And one last one, and I think everyone is aware at this point through media reports of the passing of Mr. Mandela, of South Africa, former president or prime minister, and an extraordinary figure in our time in terms of what he's been able to accomplish and set as an example for us of the difference that one person can make when teamed with others. And so we want to thank God for his life. And I believe there's some kind of change of season, some kind of shift that is now coming into place as a result of his passing, because his passing represents the end of an epoch or season, and something else, which I don't know at this point what that is about to take its place. However, God is always in control, and someone said the other day, God does not have a pair of pajamas. That means he never sleeps nor slumbers. So we thank God for Mr. Mandela's life And certainly he left us an example of humility and forgiveness. And you may want to note that about his life. Humility and forgiveness. We can't speak for his entire life and his relationship with God. However, we can speak for what was made manifest to us, and that is he was a very humble man, as well as a forgiving man for what was done to him. He apparently did not keep any bitterness and held on to what happened. He just moved forward. And that's an example to each of us. Okay. I'm going to open the lines, and I'm doing that now so that we all can be heard among our each other, those of us that are on live. And if you have a praise report and or a praise, a prayer request, please do not hesitate to share that with us. That's the purpose for which we are gathered. And we want to be able to go before the Lord and bring those reports. We want to glorify his name with those praise reports. We want to also bring the prayer requests that God has laid on our hearts before him. The prayer requests don't come from us. It's God that lays it on the heart, or gives us opportunity to represent others and their prayer requests before him. So this is ministry. This is ministry, and it's not so much about us. It's about him and us receiving the opportunity to go before him on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of others, and that's called intercession. Let us open up this prayer session with going before him. Father, we bless you today on this Monday morning. It's a brand new week that is before us. We don't know what each day holds, and this week as a totality holds, but we do know that you are in charge. You are sovereign. You are God. You are the only wise God. And we thank you for the awesome privilege of being able to come into your presence without being slain dead. Because you are great. You are king. And we can only come in with your invitation and clear permission. And you've given that. You've indicated that through your word to us. So we're accepting your invitation today. And we're coming in, some on behalf of ourselves, some on behalf of others. And we know that you're wanting to hear what's on our heart, whether it be praise or intercession. But Father, we ask so that we are clear that you would forgive us through our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities into the great sea of your forgetfulness, never to remember them anymore. Separate us from those so that we are made whole. And we ask that the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for us for the remission of our sins would be applied to our lives, so that they stand out as covered by his righteousness while we are present before you. So we thank you for his complete work, what he has done to make this provision for us, cleansing, restoration, redemption. So we thank you today for all of that, and we bless your name, and we trust that all our prayers would be in alignment, perfect alignment with your purposes for us, for the nations, for the earth, so that we're in total agreement with you and we have your heart and your desires in view, even as we make our petitions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, thank you for joining us on today. And your line is open. I trust that you have a praise report or a prayer request. We would love to entertain that and be in agreement with you concerning that. And now is a good opportunity to do that before we go to our agenda for today's prayer.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Father. This is Tammy. And
hi, Tammy. Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Good to hear your voice. Really, really.
I'm actually on pretty good, and I'm kind of excited about today. But I want to give a praise report. I start school today.
You start school today. Yes. That's a praise report for real.
I started school today, and oh God, so much has happened, and I'm still waiting with public assistance as far as like helping me do school with my medical, but they did grant me some food assistance, which is pretty good. I mean, something is better than nothing. I'll be grateful for whatever God is doing. And,
yes.
It's okay because, you know, there's so much happening. And Obama's care is coming, so I have medical care. So that won't be, that's not too far away. That's like close in the distance. So God knows what he's doing, and I'm so happy that things are going the way that they're going right now because I was, like, so scared and fearful that things weren't going to go in a good way. But they did, and I just thank God so much that I could finally start back to school and accomplish taking care of people like I really, you know, like to do.
Yes.
That's basically what I wanted to. And I wanted to pray for all the people that are in hardship and hope that they'll get through what I've gone through and keep better faith than I have.
Praise God. It's good to hear your voice, Tammy. You've been in thoughts. We had not had a time space to contact you, but you certainly were not out of our thoughts. And we're glad to hear that you're moving forward and you're keeping the faith and that you're keeping yourself in position to actually see what God is doing in your life. And so we thank you. And so may you have a wonderful first day in school today.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that opened up. So we'll be in contact hopefully later on today. Or so, much later in the day after your day at school and all of those things. Maybe we'll talk or text or something like that. But yes, I'm listening.
I'm listening to you.
Okay, yeah. So we want to continue to lift you up in prayer for your forward adventure in Christ. Today is not only the beginning of school for you, and Tammy is referring to the fact that she's entering a vocational school. She's rebuilding, in complete surrender to the Lord, rebuilding her life with his help. And she's coming from a place of repentance and for the past and is now looking forward to this brand new life in Christ. And so all of us have the privilege of being listening in on that story as God does what he does, and we thank God for salvation. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace. And so now let us lift up Tammy on this day. Today is not just the beginning of your school course, but today is also the first day of the rest of your life. And God has truly positioned himself as your rock, as your salvation, as your fortress, because he is a man of war, and the Lord is his name. Lord, you are the man of war, and we do thank you. We've seen and witnessed your handiwork as illustrated and told in the scriptures and in our personal lives. So we thank you today for Tammy, that you've kept her. You've kept her all these years, even while she was off on a whole different track, lost, so to speak.
Yes.
For these moments, for her to walk in them, you've reserved these moments of life and also of service to you. So we thank you, Lord, and we know that you never start anything that you will not or cannot complete. So we thank you, Lord, as we even see visions of what the complete looks like. And we thank you, Lord, for just building her, restoring her, making her whole, keeping her in perfect peace, even at times when she was afraid of what's next, not knowing what that is. But she chose to follow you wherever that is. And you're showing her that it's worth all of her life and eternity to follow you. She's now having her own testimony of your goodness and mercy to her personally, what she has experienced in relationship with you. So we thank you for that. And we thank you for what you're doing presently and what is yet going to be revealed to us so that we can praise you with our whole hearts, knowing that it's nothing but you who does all these things. Nothing but you. We are helpless without you. You are truly our rock. So we thank you for being there for Tammy and witnessing, or having the opportunity to witness for herself what you are like and to learn of you for herself. Thank you, Lord. Bless her today as she attends school with safety, peace, and the learning experience that is transforming and rebuilding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Tammy, thank you for that praise report. Thank you for checking in. And wow, it's awesome. I'm still awed by what God is doing in your life. As we get to the opportunity to actually watch and observe that, thank you so much for sharing. And God's, you're always on our heart, and our prayers and intercession for you, we will keep that before the Lord at all times. Praise God. Does anyone else have a praise report or a prayer request?
Pastor Gregory.
Yes.
How you doing?
Is this Dawn?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I like to try guessing. You know,
you like to try.
The
same
reason
you
get
in my head. I'm blessed.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I'm still praying for the same thing. The clearance.
Okay.
To make sure that, you know, that person is for me. And I need a prayer for a financial blessing, because I need to get my truck on the road. And it just seems
okay.
Like every time I seem to get the money to do it, I always end up doing something else, either helping somebody else or blessing somebody else. And I'm just not used to depending on somebody else for a ride or catching a cab or bus. That's just not what I'm used to doing. But I have
okay.
my truck parked outside. I just need this financial blessing to help me get it registered and insured. And it is driving me bananas.
I can imagine. Well, may I give you just a quick bit of counsel? I thank you for sharing that with us. And what you need is a miracle. You need a harvest, if you will. However, I'm going to ask you to, between you and the Lord, to search your heart concerning how you should do this. And some of the how, I will give you a hint. With your vehicle in mind, getting in that on the road as you desire. Find out how you can sow. When I say sow, in other words, out of the seed comes the harvest. The life is in the seed. It's there in the seed. Now you can walk around with the seed in your pocket and never get a harvest, but you have seed. But what you want is a harvest. So you have to release the seed into a place that is good soil, and that seed's contact with soil is what releases what's inside of the seed so that you will get a harvest. Sow something. You and the Lord, you all decide that, because it's a question of the Lord teaching you how to use your faith. You all decide that between the two of you, you and the Lord, and you sow the seed and attach what you expect from that seed to the seed. In other words, name the seed. So in other words, you've just stated that you would like to get your vehicle on the road. You'd like to get transportation. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because God could give you a new vehicle too. You know, we don't want to lock him into a box. But you need transportation, period. So attach that to your seed. You want your harvest to show up as where you're being able to have transportation, whether it's that vehicle or a new one or someone sowing as a harvest into your life. What would be a harvest to you? And it might be just a seed to them. You never know. But God wants to teach you through the very circumstances that appear in your life. He cannot use the circumstances in my life to teach you or someone else's life. He has to use the circumstances in your life. Our present circumstances, you have no transportation. You have a vehicle that's sitting outside, unable to function properly. Well, let that circumstance dictate and push you towards trusting the Lord and trusting him according to his word. Sow a seed. You may say, well, I'm not even sure I have a seed. Well, if you have anything, if it's one seed, sow it. You don't need 100, but inside of that seed, there's a huge harvest either way. You won't get back one seed. You'll get back a whole harvest. One tomato seed produces a whole bunch of tomatoes. It's that kind of thing. But we're going to pray right now, though, that God would strengthen you. I thank God for the work that he's doing inside of you. Father, we thank you for Dawn right now and the hunger that you've given to her for righteousness, that she seeks your face for direction, for counsel. We thank you right now for her life. And Father, you withhold no good thing from us. You've established that by your history, our own experience, and certainly it's consistent with your word, because you keep your word. You hold your word in high esteem. And so, Lord, even as Dawn proceeds to practice that, your word, exactly what you say, to take you at your word, Father, show her who you are so that she knows for herself, from her own personal experience, not from my story or for someone else's story. although that has its place, but she experiences your love, your grace, your mercy, and your care for her in particular. Strengthen her. Show her yourself as she ventures out to trust what you've said and to experience it. We thank you for the adventure that you have her on, that she's experiencing.
Yes.
Bless her with what she needs. All her needs are met by Christ Jesus according to his riches in glory. According to his riches in glory. Trust him, Lord, that his riches are released concerning you. But faith is movement. It's not simply a feeling. It's a movement. It's action. So take the action and trust him. In Jesus' name. And I trust all of our intercessors and warriors are in agreement with that on Dawn's behalf. And also, she has other desires. She's looking to the Lord to give her lead and guidance concerning a life partner, a husband, something not too big for God to do. And she wants to have direction on who, timing, and how. And Father, we thank you for the direction that you're giving to Dawn even now. You're strengthening her and pre-positioning her to be a wife and a woman of God that you made her to be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If there's any other persons out there that are believing God for a spouse, I would advise that you embrace that prayer, because God wants to do the same thing for you. Yes, for you. He wants to do the same thing. So we thank God for Dawn. God bless you, Dawn.
Thank you.
Yes, and we'll talk. I'll reach out to you. I will reach out to you. We'll talk shortly. Well, praise God. I want to offer a petition on behalf of someone that I met on yesterday by the name of Mary, and I had a brief discussion with her concerning herself, her person, and her family. And she's seeking and reaching out to the Lord. And I would like to ask you to join me in this prayer request as we agree for the salvation of Mary's family. She is saved. However, the family's life experience, past, present, is chaotic, to say the least. And that's true for many families. And this can apply to any family, this prayer that we are going to offer right now. But I promised Mary that we'll mention her name on our webcast today. So let's do that. Father, we thank you for Mary. We thank you for the salvation that you've provided for her and that she has entered into and accepted. However, Father, she is not sure of what to do about her family, her children, her grandchildren, and their connections. Father, we pray right now, we lift that family up in your presence, and we lift that family up knowing that you are the Lord. You are the God of war. You are Mary's fortress. You are Mary's solid rock. You are her hiding place. And Father, you're raising her up as the defender in the name of Jesus of her tribe, her clan, her family, to oversee that peace comes, that wholeness and salvation comes to her house in the name of Jesus. Father, we claim salvation for her household, for her entire family and tribe. In Jesus' name, we know that's your plan, Lord, and that's your will. So we stand in agreement right now among ourselves and certainly with Mary, as we promised to mention her name before your mighty throne. And we're doing this today on her behalf. Bless her even on today to begin to see stirrings, signs, however small they may be, by your Holy Spirit. Call her attention to it, that you are already at work even now. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of us say amen and amen. Okay, we're down to the wire, and I'd like to give someone, or all of us, any one of us, you know, this last minute or two, an opportunity to state your praise report or get your prayer request in while there's opportunity for this day. In Jesus' name, grab hold of that opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of our mighty God. In Jesus' name. Nothing compares, according to the song that's playing in the background, to what we have in Him. Yes, He's our Savior. He's our healer. He's everything to us. Nothing compares. Nothing compares. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we'll go out praying that in this season where the entire earth, you know, imagine that, the entire earth is mourning the passing of Nelson Mandela,
yes,
who is known popularly in his country, among his tribe and his people, as Madiba, the troublemaker. My wife wanted to know, why did his parents name him that? I said, well, it's time and season of his birth and destiny. They sought to be in touch with that. And he made trouble for the established order such that it was completely dismantled during his lifetime. He transformed his world. So we thank God for him. Now, for the rest of the nations, he is gone. His course is finished. We want God to see to it that this new season, that the nations have strength, the honor, and the praiseworthiness to turn to the Lord in humility, your own humility, turn to Him and serve Him. This is a new season, that something comes in to fill the space. We want it to be out of the kingdom of God, not out of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you for Nelson Mandela's life and what he was able to demonstrate to us and show us as an example of what's possible. Father, help us to catch the vision of what's possible for our lives according to what you had planned and purposed for our being. In Jesus' name, so that even as the nations celebrate this man's life and mourn his passing, that we would turn to you. We would turn to Christ, the one whose life and whose passing and resurrection made the way for us. We thank you. And we bless your name on this day. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining. joining us. You're making a difference. You are. Yes, you are making a difference. And we thank you for joining us. The Maximum Radio Network. We ask God's richest blessings on you on this day. And I say this, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you. I look forward to joining with you tomorrow. Thank you for being with us this day. Thank you.